would soon forget a word from me. I called him to my side and said, "Now, son, you go to bed. Your conduct has been very, very rude." With quivering lips and tear-filled eyes, he pleaded then with me, "Don't make me..."